Hello, and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the world through the lens of astrology with a view to supporting you through the crazy ups and downs and helping you in making more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. And this episode is the weekly horoscope show for April 22nd, 2024. With a full moon in Scorpio, ready to detonate a situation. This is a synthesis week. It offers room to ruminate because there's been a lot of movement, a lot of energy going on. Plus, Mercury goes direct. And it's time to make sense of it all. If you have questions about what's going on, this episode might help you with those. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. Combining this with your earth sign, which is the sign opposite yours, plus your soul sign and your rising sign, you get this really pinpointed reading without actually having to get a reading, which could be helpful because readings are still closed due to me being fully booked. It's going to be about another 10 days to around 2 weeks before spots open up again. So if you need one of those spots for your reading because you're going through something, then join the waitlist below. So when you go through something like the inconsistency, such as recent life experience and all the events that have been going on, you're absolutely not going to be the same person anymore. And this week there are lots of moon aspects. The moon aspects every planet on the chart monthly. So a lot of people don't include these aspects. A lot of readers don't include these aspects, which I understand. But there are slight nuanced changes. It's kind of this gentle progression. And integrative weeks like this, I feel as though the moon aspects help bring everything together. Speaking of moon aspects, the biggest event this week is the full moon in Scorpio on Tuesday. But first, Monday, the moon in Libra opposes Venus in Aries, and it's some kind of identification moment. It's identifying your own beauty, your own power, in its perfectness. Or it could be some of your own power that might be needing some work and some attention. And it's thanks to some kind of interesting or uncomfortable interaction with someone else that you realize that you are powerful or you need to lean on your power more. Tuesday before the moon goes full from the sign of Scorpio, it exactly squares Pluto. And this gives the feel of preparation. It's about getting prepared to make the best of a limiting situation. And then Tuesday's full moon. And just to clarify, actually, a full moon occurs when the moon is completely illuminated as seen from Earth. This is when the sun is opposite the moon and it's like shining like a spotlight. So whichever sign and degree the moon is in, the sun is directly, exactly opposite. So the full moon happens in Scorpio at 4 degrees and 17 minutes. The sun is therefore in Taurus at 4 degrees and 17 minutes. And this full moon is to do with the Scorpio placement because that's where the light is being shone to, but it's often forgotten by a lot of readers and astrologers to incorporate the sun's placement and degree too, because without the sun, this full moon illumination would not happen. Symbolically, a full moon is associated with completion, fulfillment, and heightened emotions. In the sign of Scorpio, this is about digging real deep. And I mentioned the degree, 4 degrees and 17 minutes. This is a big generational shift for anyone born between 1984 and 1989. Now, this is because Pluto was hovering around those degrees of Scorpio at that time. And so, if you were born in that era of Pluto in Scorpio, if you're in that generation, you could be having a closure moment to do with changing up between adventurism and conservatism. And those themes actually do apply for everyone. And, you know, it's about whoever you are, whatever sign you are, whatever generation you are, where are you on that spectrum of risk-taking versus playing it safe? maybe you're actually sat in the middle, confused entirely about which end to slide along to. Maybe you have been extra cautious this last 6 months since the connected new moon in Scorpio back on November 13th, 2023, where you didn't seek out new experiences, or you took a conservative approach, or you were being very, very bold and completely lacking conservatism altogether. And moons do work in pairs, and it's not, as pop astrology will have you believe, from the last most recent new moon to the current full moon, because that's 2 weeks difference. That's not enough time to manifest or grow anything. They work in sign combination pairs. So the full moon in Scorpio is an ending to what began during the new moon in Scorpio. See how the new is the initiator and the full is the closer. So the new moon in Scorpio was November 13th, 2023 at 20 degrees of Scorpio, and it carried a message of dedication to unique habits. So this helps the idea of taking a risk. It helps that idea unfold more. And maybe there was something back then, November last year, that you had to toil and put effort into. Or maybe it was just a trouble or an obstacle course that you had to power through. And so now the culmination full moon of this happening on Tuesday with Scorpio themes like degeneration and regeneration. It's about psychic hunches, transformation. It's about power. It's about manipulation, which are all Scorpio favorites. The degree part of this folded in may be to do with a risk that you took paying off, or at least a difficult time that you endured coming to an end, or maybe showing positive signs of development and growth. Because when dealing with the moon, it's always to do with growth, based on the moon being the only body in the sky that we literally see change in its size and fullness. And of course, I'll be doing an exclusive bonus content episode on the Scorpio full moon over on the Horoscope Vault Patreon and for exclusive members on Spotify. But for now, I'll include the general themes with this week's horoscopes because it's all part of the bigger situation playing out. So Tuesday ends a time of having to do the hard thing, put your money where your mouth is, or whatever this toil entailed, because you've now incorporated that thing fully into normal life. Or it's the end of needing to be conservative because of some lesson learned or a lucky break that comes through to end a time of moderation. And this is relevant given that the sun is in material money sign Taurus and the moon in Scorpio is equally connected to assets. And the signal of whether you're risk taking or you're sticking to beliefs and not being manipulated off of your course or your conservatism, the sign that that has worked out is highlighted by this question that you can ask yourself. For now, for right now, do you have what you need? Or do you have more than you need? Do you have more of things that you don't need because of hoarding or because of fear? Like, this is a very anti-hoarding full moon. So if you fall into that category, then life gets a tiny bit uncomfortable to shift you out of it. You get to see where all the important things have been ignored in favor of superficial stuff or junk. Junk that you consume, junk that you keep and hold on to. And it's about how instant gratification or misaligned fulfillment actually feeds low self-esteem. The full moon is the end to a bit of a struggle energy, and hopefully with a valuable lesson learned as a reward for passing this course, with the reward being greater stability of the kind that is most genuinely, authentically needed for you. The bonus full moon episode will go more into detail of the aspects of this and all its meanings for each sign, but moving along the week of adventurism or sweet, sweet victory, or maybe not, on Wednesday, the moon, still in Scorpio, makes a trine to Saturn. And I like to describe the week's dominant with moon aspects as a time for you to absorb all the information and experience of recent events. Wednesday, Scorpio moon, trine Saturn in Pisces is about balancing things out. Self-discipline should be easier at this time. And leaving old doubts behind and not getting hung up on previous struggles, taking them with you into the next chapter. This could be a good time for being by yourself, spending some time alone, just being you, and creating experiences outside of the influence of others. Thursday Mercury stations direct, and it offers the benefits of honing and trusting your re-examination skills. So that would be a situation or a shock of some sort that isn't all that shocking because you are prepared for it, not through expecting it, but just through having experienced it before. So whatever comes up as a realization now is not the first time that you've realized this thing. Whatever comes up as a conflict situation isn't the first time that you've had this conflict situation. And at first it might seem like something stressful is happening, but it's more like a reawakening of lost passions and past desires. It's a jolt back into your old self. Like Mercury being to do with the memory, this is remembering who the heck you are. Friday's moon in Sagittarius, sextile Pluto in Aquarius, is about taking something seriously and taking all the recent messages and changes and transformation, the discomforts, taking that seriously and learning to decipher between what is helpful and what is not. And then Saturday is this holding back of emotions. The moon and Saturn square after earlier in the week forming a trine, and the theme of this challenging square is about how nothing ever stops. Nothing ever stops and nothing is ever ready. Like waiting for something to be ready before starting is tough because nothing is ever ready. And I had this conversation with a good friend of mine last week. Sometimes you just gotta start. A recent episode, I think it might have been the Taurus season, the Sun in Taurus season episode, I touched on how we are in these unprecedented times where things have to be different. And the things being embarked upon are done so without much foundation or past or history. It's a lot of very fresh stuff developing. So how do you even know what you're waiting for something to look like when this is just pure innovation? You can check in with past you and make sure that you are the strongest self you've ever been. But you may not be able to look to the history of life for signs and clues too much right now because things are purposefully, intentionally very different. The best place to be is just in accepting yourself with rhythm and being empowered within that. Sunday, when the moon in Capricorn trines the sun in Taurus, it's about a moment of pure joy for self-dependence. Not independence, just self-dependence. And this can signify giving to yourself in some way, or a moment of self-appreciation for all that you do. There's a practical air to this, so maybe you get something very, very important done on Sunday. And really how all of this detonation and taking things seriously, this remembering who you are and shaping life towards depending on yourself, no matter who is around you, this coming back to you happens slightly differently for every zodiac sign, and each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, finances are yet again up in the air. This seems to come up a lot for your sign. A cost that shows up this week might be something that you have to pay, whether a literal cost or an energetic cost, thanks to someone else causing problems. Or it's a cost that comes because of a conflict or a lending, borrowing money situation. It is important to avoid impulse buying. Home life may also be a little bit different. This is like an invasion of privacy or something, or maybe some power struggles within the family or with your housemates. The full moon in Scorpio may signal a big final ending and culmination in taxes, debt, or finances. It might be a settlement, a divorce, a parting of ways in something, dissolution of an agreement, or something like a completion of a loan. Then the rest of the week you hold your personal identity of being practical and reliable to the top of its expression. Your personal and professional life are more in balance, and Mercury going direct in your sign is a literal remembering of an old life direction or pursuit. This is like going back to who you used to be before, you know, life happened, or maybe to do with your body going back to a more stabilized state after some wellness or physical upheaval. And if you want to put this together with some other readings to really get more from your horoscope, then listen to your earth sign, which is Libra. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born. And it gives more info about the material development. And then there is the soul sign, which for you is Capricorn. The soul sign is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path developed. and it gives you a behind the scenes look. And then the most event aligned reading will be for the rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Taurus, others may connect with you more, or they offer you help, but there are strings attached to this help. So there could be situations involving possessiveness or jealousy. And this is relatives and siblings or just anybody in your life that can show up as very demanding of you emotionally. So watch out for people being super manipulative. The full moon in Scorpio signals an ending with a close one-on-one relationship. This is business or personal. And closure is happening now. And the process of this closure may have started last November 2023, where you realized that this connection needed to come to an end. The rest of the week, Mercury and its direct motion is about shedding self-sabotage or bad habits that hold you back, and also cutting ties. Literally chopping ties with people who are more like enemies than friends. You want only to connect with people you resonate deeply with as you pursue a life with more meaning. And to get more meaning from your horoscope, consider listening to your earth sign, which is Scorpio. It's the sign earth was in when you were born. And it gives more info into the material development. And then there is this soul sign, which for you is Aquarius. It's the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. And it gives you this behind the scenes look. And then your event aligned reading, the most event aligned one that you can listen to, is going to be for your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Gemini, you may lean towards overindulgence and laziness and procrastination. And this results in a ton of unfinished business. That does initially feel heavy when you leave these things hanging around. So you might want to be extra careful in all kinds of necessary to-dos, especially in financial matters, to avoid problems there. And you might want to secure your valuable items so that you are not a victim of loss or theft this week. And it's a good time to investigate debt, credit matters, and work on things to boost and build your credit. The full moon in Scorpio is associated with endings and final situations to do with your health, your fitness, your daily routines, or your work. This could show up as endings concerning a health issue. So you finally got over it. Or it maybe is the completion of a fitness goal, something that you set out to do from last November, and you've hit that goal, like achieving a momentum or a wellness level that you've been aiming for. And if it's not fitness, then it might be an important assignment that you've completed, or the end of a working relationship with a colleague who is leaving. Mercury goes direct this week, and it gives you more clarity with who to connect with and who not to connect with. It's like who you should have open communication with and who you should not have open communication with, who you should actually have communication boundaries with. This is about understanding alignment and likeness between you and friends and people and just groups. This might even be reconnection with an old friend or connection with people who share similar interests. And your daily routine becomes quite harmonious now, and you easily settle into healthy habits with people who share interest in those habits. If it's personal habits, it could be you keeping the same bedtime and the same waking up time, or going to a group, a hobby group. And in doing these things, sticking to those regular habits, life becomes more rewarding. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, which is Sagittarius. This is the sign earth was in when you were born on it. It gives more info into the material development. And then there is the soul sign, which for you is Pisces. This is the sign that the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your soul path is developed. And it gives you a more behind the scenes look. And then the most event-aligned reading you can listen to will be for your rising sign. It's called the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Cancer, social connections, or just any connections at all, might be a little bit awkward. And you are either so not into the type of conversation that's going on around you, just so not into it, the small talk, the BS, it just bores you. Or you become really acutely aware of how very different your values are to others, which can feel lonely and frustrating. Connections with other women may become more intense and problematic. You might experience emotional control put upon you by others. And this annoyance and agitation is happening to frustrate you into a situation where you vow to create a life so, so, so independent of others. A life that's so self-reliant that you cannot ever be subject to others' behavior like this again. The full moon in Scorpio is about an end to a period of, how should I say it, like less fun. Like you might not have been having all that much fun since November last year. Maybe you stopped a habit. And now you can gently ease back into healthy habits, healthy hobbies, and healthy fun with a few new exciting pastimes filling in the blanks. Alternatively, if you've actually been having too much fun the last 6 months, you might now be paying for it. This could also signal the end to a struggle with a project. So if you did start something last November, it may be gaining its momentum now. It may be gaining its feet and it's less of a burden to stay consistent with. It's just something that's more naturally integrated. Completion or culmination of an artistic project or a relationship are both possible. And in general, relationships are this very sober thing now. Like, you want to know, is this practical? Does this connection work in a practical way? You're not easily sidetracked with all the extra fluffy, romantic, whimsical stuff. You need to know that things are going to work. And with Mercury going direct, career or job confusion or lack of certainty becomes lessened and you start to break through personal barriers to career progress. And you can experience success in not only planning what needs to be done, but physically doing it too. Because lately, plans may have been subject to change because of all the wild things going on. But now you stick to a schedule like your success depends on it. And by the end of the week, you effectively eliminate conflicts in your life, conflicts in your day, your experience, your budget. And positively, finances receive a nice boost too. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, which is Capricorn. And this is the sign Earth was in opposite the sun when you were born. And it gives you more insight into the material development. And then the soul sign, which for you is Aries, is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. 3 months prior to birth is when the soul path is developed. And that horoscope gives a more behind the scenes look. And then your event aligned reading, so the one that is going to be the most accurate in timing, will be for the rising sign. This is called the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Leo, your future becomes more demanding. And that's either through someone demanding that you confirm, conform, and agree with them, or it's someone who disagrees with you in a way that throws a lot of your life up in the air. And it'll be a challenging conflict because you just want personal freedom, making this a potentially emotionally troubling time. So be careful not to fall into compulsive, addictive behaviors that you're tempted to use to escape the heaviness of reality. The full moon in Scorpio does make me wonder if the heaviness is within a family realm, your parents, your home, your relatives, relatives by marriage or blood family. It could be anything from matters with people that you are linked with in that way, or it could be catching up with mortgage issues that began last November. It could be a desire to move house, or a family member who is retiring, or they're experiencing changes of their own that impact you. You are much more serious and practical this week. This isn't a fun, fun, fun type of week. And Mercury going direct removes any blockages that there were regarding going through this complete life progress. Like everything you dreamed of may have been stopped in its tracks this last 3 weeks. And now you begin to see some light at the end of the tunnel with an idea of being able to head back towards a goal after a period of stasis. This is a good time to clear out emotional baggage and to let go of old attachments. And again, be careful of addictive tendencies. By the end of the week, there is this unity between your drive and your intent. It's this union between doing what you need to get what you want. And internal struggles seem to be minimized or completely eliminated. To get more from your horoscope, consider listening to your Earth sign reading, which is Aquarius. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born on it, and it gives more info into the material development. And then there is the soul sign reading. The soul sign for you is Taurus. It's the sign that the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your soul path developed. And it gives you a behind the scenes look. And then if you cross all of these with the most event aligned reading for you, that's going to be for your rising sign. It's known as the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Virgo, you may have more contact with people who have very, very different beliefs and ideals to you. Like very, very, very different. And this can be helpful if you are ready to expand your mind, or it can be socially awkward if circumstances are just like chalk and cheese or just really hard to bridge a gap. There may be someone who imposes upon you for support, someone who's going through a personal crisis and leans on you, maybe without checking if that's okay to do first. And the full moon in Scorpio may be the end of a course that you've taken or are taking, maybe the end of a certain segment of study. It could also be that a sibling or relative moves away, or they move closer, or that relative relationship comes to an end with a falling out or a disagreement. It could also be finalizing the details of a course that you are going to start. So not the end to the course, but the end to the planning phase of that. Your love life may be simple and nondescript, making it a good time for much more practical focuses in life. Mercury, your ruling planet, goes direct this week, and it's a great time to clear up debts and understand how better to use your resources alongside those of another, or just to your advantage. Maybe it's that your resources are connected with someone and you want to isolate money and assets to keep separate from people that you are intermingled with for the benefit of your future plans and ideals. Or maybe the idea that collaborating can offer you both more somehow. Maybe a deepening of a friendship, and this could go anywhere in the future. Some kind of companionship is either a friendship for life that is rock solid or something else similarly unbreakable. The weekend is a good time for reflection and for showing up to something that you've left unfinished. It's either something that you meant to do in the past and you didn't, and you get the chance to do that now. Or it's something that is taking a risk for the benefit of your future, investing either your heart or your dollars. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign Pisces. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born on it, and it gives you more info into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign for you. This is Gemini. And the soul sign is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your soul path developed. And listening to that horoscope gives you a behind the scenes look. And if you cross all of those readings with the most event aligned reading for you, which is going to be for your rising sign, this analysis gets so specific. The ascendant in astrology is the other name for the rising sign. If you don't know what your ascendant is, then use the calculator below to find out. This week for Libra, watch a tendency towards overindulgence and too much spending. Money received now may need to be used for other things. And you kind of might forget to or just misprioritize those things correctly, especially as this period shows up as pending changes at work or a crisis at work that somehow leaks into your personal life. The full moon in Scorpio points a finger at your finances even more, and in a way of ending. So whether it's an ending to a period where you've been wiling out and balling out, maybe that stops because you need to budget, or it's an end to budgeting because funds are now flowing much more freely. Some kind of ending or culmination there could manifest as a time where you have reached this financial pinnacle that started back in November last year. Maybe it's a time where you have saved up enough money for an item, you've reached your savings goal, or it's a time to ask for a pay rise, or it's the receipt of a bonus that you knew you were getting. There are practical issues regarding the home highlighted, and this could be around support as a parent or support to or from your parents. So maybe something to you from them, something that you receive that works as guidance and help. Mercury moves direct this week and it clears the communication issues between you and one-on-one partnerships. So if you've been talking completely different languages with someone that you are closely connected with, or even there's been a time of no contact, then that changes now. And circling back to the changes and the career stuff, a change of career could be possible. That might tie in with the money changes. And if it's something that you've wanted to pursue, if it happens, now, try to make sure it's in the direction of offering you more personal freedom. The week ends with increased social harmony. So this is maybe having fun with friends, a party, letting your hair down, hanging out with people you share aims and goals and interests with. Enjoy the weekend with your people who feel like your tribe. And to get more from your horoscope, consider listening to your earth sign, which is Aries. And this is the sign the earth was in when you were born on it. It gives you more insight into the material development. And then there's the soul sign, which for you is Cancer. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when the soul path developed. And it gives you this behind the scenes look. And then the most event aligned reading for you is going to be the rising sign. It's known as the ascendant in astrology. If you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. And listening to all of those together, the sun sign, the earth sign, the soul sign, and the ascendant sign, can give you a more dialed in read of the week ahead. This week for Scorpio, you may have challenges in areas of marriage or serious commitments or legal paperwork. And there could be the feeling of a lack of freedom or possessiveness or jealousy, or somebody close to you is trying to manipulate you, or they're trying to manipulate others and you can see it very clearly. Take some space if you can. Take some time away. You might want to be far, far away. And if that can't happen, then just some alone time works. This is an emotionally intense period, and if you can't escape it physically to take a breather in your own company, then the intensity may leak into your dreams, giving you weird dreams and nightmares and even disrupting your sleep. So the full moon in Scorpio is in your sign, which is firstly most intense for Scorpios born between October 23rd to the 28th. But generally for all Scorpio, it's very personal, and it's either to do with your body, your appearance, your physical energy. Maybe since November last year, something changed in your body and a remedy or solution or ending to that comes now. It might be an ending to private time, making it even more important for you to cultivate and carve out time for yourself. And in general, this is just an emotional experience, and you might not be able to hide away that easily. You become super visible to others. Maybe it's a time of change of look. That's a possibility too. Or just getting serious about a health matter. Lean on your friends, the ones you know you can lean on, and just make sure they're cool with it first, but utilize your best companions, the people who share the same mindset and ways of thinking as you do, because this really helps with all the changes you experience this week. Mercury going direct speeds up your work life, and after a little bit of slowing down there in the last few weeks in your daily endeavors and your daily work routine, it's literally all systems go this week. And in general, in the work world for you, colleague relationships improve, or just foot flow through your place of work increases like tenfold. And this will be a nice diversion from everything else going on. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, which is Taurus. It's the sign the earth was in when you were born on it, and it gives you more info into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which for you is Leo. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, and it's when your soul path developed. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look. And the most event-aligned reading is for the rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Sagittarius, co-workers may not respect your boundaries or your schedule or you. And there could be these situations where others try to get you doing more than your fair share. And it might be a little bit too much for you to handle this week, particularly because behind the scenes from work, at home, you've got some really wild things going on. Some female relatives who are going through it, or a partner going through a rough time, and you feel kind of bombarded from all directions. The full moon in Scorpio for you is associated with hidden enemies. So first of all, outside of hidden enemies being maybe Scorpio people, you may actually become aware of others who have this horrible intention when it comes to you, and some secrets and manipulation or hidden matters that leave you feeling isolated and confined because of people not being who you thought they were, or discovering that someone is actually behaving against you. This may especially be to do with issues with this individual or situation that started back around the Scorpio new moon in November last year. And this can also relate to addictions. If you're trying to stay strong on healthy habits, then be careful that life doesn't tempt you to undo those. Later this week, your budget is probably working better for you after a couple of weeks of uncertainty and change. You're not going to be extravagant, but you're also not going to be stingy. Balance here in a very fair way is indicated. Mercury moving direct gets you in the flow with a hobby. So, what hobby or activity have you recently re-picked up? It might be something that you used to do years ago. So, keeping on going with that is a very positive development, especially as the home matters seem to continue in intensity for most of these weekdays this week. So, having a hobby as an escape instead of an addiction or something that is damaging is better. The weekend does allow you to relax more into self-expression. So, perhaps by the end of the week, the intensity lifts and you get to let your hair down and be yourself after feeling hemmed in by drama-driven people around you. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, which is Gemini, and this is the sign earth was in when you were born on it, and it gives more info into the material developments. And then there is this soul sign, which for you is Virgo. This is said to be when the soul path developed, and it's the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born and gives a behind the scenes look. And then the most event aligned reading is going to be for your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Capricorn, romantic relationships go through a bit of a shake-up, and you need to watch out for possessiveness and jealousy and manipulation, or somebody who's like turning on the waterworks, or somebody turning up the heat about how you're not doing enough or you're not providing enough for them. And if it's not in a romantic relationship, it could be any collaborative avenue. And just things with you and one-on-one people in your life become that little bit more turbulent. The full moon in Scorpio signals endings in a friendship, and this is maybe a friend that moves away or a friendship that just ends. And this is something that you may have seen coming from as far back as November last year, or it could be the indication that you need to leave a group of people where you feel like you don't belong. This is ejection or rejection or just removal of yourself from a group. It can also pertain to your hopes and dreams, so it might be that a particular stage of a dream path is achieved, and if so, congratulations. This week is just you taking care of business, taking care of responsibilities, and catching up on things with a serious and steady mood. Mercury goes direct, making more space in your family home for people to do what they need to do without tripping over each other. And this might be literal space because of downsizing and changing the physical layout or something to do with decluttering possessions. Or it may be space because you've got your independence and you've got the strength to be comfortable in doing what's right for you, no matter what kind of other stuff everybody is wildly going through. This is putting yourself first, rightly so. The end of the week, a collaborative business or personal partnership starts to show financial abundance. And it could just be that somebody takes care of you a little bit more, or they take care of responsibility so that you don't have to utilize your energy and your resources in doing so. This is a little bit of help that's been due to you for a very long time. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign, Cancer. It's the sign earth was in when you were born, and it gives you more info into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which for you is Libra. It's a sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born and gives a behind the scenes look. This is said to be when your soul path developed. And then your most event aligned reading is going to be for your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Aquarius, family members may be more demanding now, or it's you that's demanding of them. And if it's not demand between people who are connected, then it's that you need conclusion and certainty on something to do with where you live. And waiting for that seems to be causing you distress because of the perceived lack of freedom with where you currently are. Be careful that this doesn't turn into digestive problems and stomach issues from stress eating. Or stress not eating, or just stress, because anxiety can do a complete number on your digestion. The full moon in Scorpio could manifest as endings to do with career uncertainty that began back in November, and it can be anything from being let go or you resigning. It might be that you are letting go of worry about just work stuff because you feel like something behind the scenes is going to work in your favor the next 6 months regarding your job. This might even include something like a transfer. Or the slowing down of business. And this is a good week to spend some time by yourself without feeling lonely, just enjoying your own space. Mercury goes direct, so you might think a little bit more about the things people say to you and you to them. And you might be more selective with communication, or you might conclude an important piece of paperwork. By the end of the week, an increased closeness with someone that you want to feel close to might show up. And generally, recent tensions ease and you can relax into your body, even if it's only for the weekend. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your earth sign Leo. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born, and it gives you more info into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which for you is Scorpio. It's the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, and this is said to be when your soul path developed. It gives you a more behind-the-scenes look. And then the most event-aligned reading is for your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. This week for Pisces, family obligations show up, and you may be called on for favours. And this could have a knock-on effect in your romantic or personal or one-on-one relationships, with some emotional intensity that you take on from someone else, and you personalise, and then you start to experience the intensity as if it were your own. Watch out for emotional situations between family or emotional manipulation between family. The full moon in Scorpio might involve some foreign or overseas matters. And these come to an end, or they need to come to an end. Maybe it's something to do with finishing up matters that are related to overseas connections or interests. Or it's paperwork that requires some truth and effort, or maybe school studies or higher education, like the completion of a course, or even a legal matter that might be completed at this time. This seems to just be a stable but dull atmosphere this week. And with Mercury going direct in your financial house, you do get back on your financial feet after feeling maybe a little bit off there. And you get to be fully in control of finances, which could feel like an improvement on the last 3 weeks. And now you can breathe a sigh of relief. With less time for self-expression, be careful, emotional intensity kind of builds, and if you don't have a way to channel that by getting outside and getting active and getting physical, then you could feel like you're going to explode. Or you could actually emotionally explode. At the weekend, things tend to stabilize. So your activity allows you an outlet, or your schedule that's been up and down becomes a little bit more leveled out. And this is a welcome balance. To get more from your horoscope, listen to your Earth sign, which is Virgo. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born, and it gives you more info into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which for you is Sagittarius. It's the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your soul path developed, and it gives you behind the scenes insights. And then the most event aligned reading is going to be for your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. That's it for this week's episode. Keep your eyes peeled for the exclusive Scorpio full moon full rundown, diving deep into that cycle that started last November, looking at why, how, when. And it finishes this week, looking at the conclusion. For that episode, join me over on the Horoscope Vault on Patreon, or join for bonus content on Spotify to get more doses of astrology info. Until next time, bye.